Greetings and good morning, JSS 2 students of All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo River State, Nigeria. Welcome to our today's e-learning. I am Opara Chidi, Opara, your history teacher. Our topic for week 5 is differences that existed between centers of civilization in pre-colonial Nigeria. Differences that existed between centers of civilization in pre-colonial Nigeria, in bracket, religious beliefs of the Igbos, Hausas, and Yorubas. Objectives of our study. At the end of this lesson, you should be able to state the religious beliefs of the Igbos in pre-colonial Nigeria. Number 2, mention the religious beliefs of the Hausas in pre-colonial Nigeria. Number 3, list and explain the religious beliefs of the Yorubas in pre-colonial Nigeria. Introduction. It is important to know that the original religious belief or practice experienced in the entire pre-colonial Nigerian societies was the ATR, African Traditional Religion. ATR, African Traditional Religion. However, every society had its own form of this African traditional religion practice and belief, and also practiced it the way it suited them. What am I trying to say? The Igbos, the Hausas, and the Yorubas had their own ways, different ways of practicing this ATR, African Traditional Religion. Let's look at the Igbo ATR. The Igbo's African Traditional Religion. Number 1, the pre-colonial Igbos believes in Chukwu and also believes in other lesser gods. The pre-colonial Igbos believes in the existence of the spirit world. They held that their ancestors who lives in the spirit world were still alive, that death was a change of out from this world to the next. Thus, like the Jews, the Igbos believe in life after death. The pre-colonial Igbo society, or pre-colonial Igbos, believe in life after death. Let's look at the Hausa ATR. The Hausas were predominantly pagans, and they worship all kinds of gods before they were converted in the 11th century to Islam. They believe in Allah and pray 5 times a day, by the Hausas. Before they were converted to Islam, they practice, they worship all kinds of trees, mountains. Before Islam came into Hausa land, as a result of the Trans-Saharan trade in the 11th century, the Yorubas ATR, the Yorubas believe in the existence of a supernatural being, Oduduwa, whom they worship through their onis and obas. Their ATR heavily promotes ritualism and human sacrifice. They had altars where they consult, priests, native doctors, and others. Yoruba African or Yoruba's ATR, African Traditional Religion, has no congregational worship. They believe in and encourage human sacrifice. That is why in Yoruba land, even till today, when the Oba dies, they normally bury the Oba with human beings, human sacrifice. It's important to know that few years ago, in 2016, when the Oba of Benin died, from according to oral tradition, that is oral source, he was buried with human being, according to oral tradition. We started this lesson with the meaning of ATR, right? It's African traditional religion. And I explained the Igbo's way of worship, worshiping their gods. In the pre-colonial Nigeria, before the coming of the white, or before the coming of Christianity, was different from that of the Yorubas and the Hausas. They all, before the coming of the Europeans, had their own ways of worshiping their god, their gods. That is the African traditional religion. But they adopted this religion and practiced in their own different ways. Like I said, they will believe in Chukwu, and also believes in other lesser gods, even before the white came. Same, the house has also practiced and worshiped trees. Also, they were pagans, they worshiped trees, the mountains, even before Islamic jihadis Islamized the houses. Then the Yorubas also believe in the supernatural being, that is Oduduwa, whom they worship through their own bars and their own knees, and they heavily promote ritualism and human sacrifice. I have an assignment for you. Assignment: write short notes on the coming of Christianity to Igbo land. Write short notes on the coming of Christianity to Igbo land. Thank you.